Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Looking for a sweep on Easter Sunday. You know how it is with the Brewers and Easter and holidays in general. They didn't waste much time. A two-out rally formed in the first inning. Christian Yelich reached on a catcher's interference against old friend Omar Narvaez, promptly stole second base, and Willy Adames ready to cash in.
The pitch. And Willy lines one off the glove of the third baseman, Beatty, and into left field. Yelich around third. He will score easily. It's an RBI single for Willy Adames, and the Brewers strike first. It's 1-0 Milwaukee.
Really aggressive on the base paths all day long. That theme would continue in the second inning. Another two-out rally. Bryce Terang hit a single the other way, stole second base, and then it was the wunderkind, Jackson Chourio.
Here's the 2-1 to Chourio. Hit in the air, deep right field. Marte going back onto the warning track. It is off the base of the wall. Terang around third. He will score. It's an RBI double for Jackson Chourio, and the Brewers lead it 2-0.
Lane Grindle's calls here on WTMJ. The Mets would respond in the bottom of the second inning. Francisco Alvarez doubled, then later scored on an RBI single from Tyrone Taylor. That made it 2-1, but it would be the only run that Colin Ray would allow. He did have to deal with some traffic in the fourth, though. He got the first two outs on just four pitches in the fourth inning, but then really struggled after that. An 8-pitch walk to Francisco Alvarez, a single through the right side by Brett Beatty. Then a 12-pitch battle with Tyrone Taylor resulted in a walk, and Omar Narvaez was at the plate.
Omar waits from the left. Ray throws 2-0. Swing and a high fly ball deep into right field. Will it stay in the yard? It will. Chourio's back on the warning track with a play, and he makes the catch.
Josh Maurer's call as they strand the bases loaded. Brewers still in front 2-1. And with that gift leaving the bases loaded, they respond in the fifth inning against Johan Ramirez, who's supposed to be suspended, but he's appealing that suspension. A one-out double by William Contreras, an intentional walk to Christian Yelich, and then another walk to Willy Adames brought up one of the newest Brewers, one of the youngest big leaguers on the team, or newest big leaguers on the team, Oliver Dunn.
A one pitch. Dunn, solid single into center. One hops the glove of Tyrone Taylor. Contreras will score from third. Everybody else moves up 90 feet. It's an RBI single for Oliver Dunn, his first career RBI, and the Brewers take a 3-1 lead.
Well over 100 miles an hour off the bat there from Dunn as well. Colin Ray was done after five innings. In the sixth inning, Wild Bill is ready to break loose.
The 1-1. Line down the right field line. This is a fair ball. It'll roll all the way into the corner for William Contreras. Terang is around third. He will score. Contreras trades places with him. He stands at second with an RBI double, and it's 4-1 Milwaukee.
That was all thanks to Terang leading off the inning with a double as well. So 4-1 Brewers. They're in control of this one. They hand the ball to Brian Hudson, and he was fantastic. In the first inning, he had one strikeout. In the second inning, he had two more strikeouts. Then finally, in the eighth, after a double with two outs against Starling Marte, Francisco Alvarez was at the plate.
Looking for three scoreless out of him here this afternoon. 1-2. And got him looking! Slider, back door, Alvarez disagrees. Hudson, magnificent out of the pen here this afternoon.
You voted him as our player of the game today on the Twitter poll, and absolutely in his Brewers debut, four strikeouts and dazzles in three shutout innings. Yoel Piam slammed the door in the ninth. He earns the save, only his fourth big league save of his career, and make it a happy flight. Coming home on Easter, the Brewers win 4-1 and sweep the New York Mets.